You've come a very long way on this language adventure, and you are now more than ready to set off on your own. You have many of the tools you need, but remember, you can always review your Michelle Thomas courses, dip into German magazines, skim newspaper headlines, or tune into the German radio or TV. But nothing beats talking to a native German speaker who will respect you for studying the language and will be happy to practice with you. Don't worry about making mistakes. We all make them. Even famous people like President Kennedy, who stood at the Berlin Wall delivering a speech of Solidarität to West Berliners. He concluded his speech, "Ich bin ein Berliner." He didn't know that ein Berliner is a donut. He should have said, "Ich bin Berliner." No matter, President Kennedy won the hearts of his listeners, who may even have liked him better for having made an honest mistake trying to speak their language. In reverse, German Prime Minister Kohl, struggling with his English to offer the informal "du" to Ronald Reagan, was rumoured to have said, "Ronnie, you can now say you to me." Every language has the odd trap and pitfall, those falsche Freunde, false friends that lead you astray. Let me warn you about bekommen and eventuell. Mistranslate them and the consequences can be dire. Let me show you how. The story goes that a German Touristin with very poor English ordered eine Apfeltorte im Ritz Hotel in London. Ever more irritated, immer mehr irritiert, that her apple tart has still not arrived, she calls out to the waiter, "Then will I eventually become a tart?" "I hope never, madam," replies the refined waiter. Because, of course, bekommen does not mean to become. So what does it mean? Of course, bekommen means to get. And what is to become in German? Yes, werden, one of your essential handles. And why did our German tourist use eventually? Because it sounds so close to eventuell. But as you know, eventuell really means possibly. Eventually, or in the end, is endlich, E-N-D-L-I-C-H. So, take heed, bekommen is to get, and eventuell is possibly. Vielen Dank für die harte Arbeit und für die Konzentration. Ich hoffe, du bist motiviert, mit Deutsch weiterzumachen. I really do hope you are motivated to continue with your German. Mir hat es viel Spaß gemacht. It was a lot of fun for me. Viel Glück. Auf Wiedersehen. Auf Wiederhören.